I offer my love and my pranams at Bhagavan's divine lotus feet. Dear Swami, and my brothers and sisters that are gathered here, the students, and all fellow pilgrims on this wonderful journey that we're taking in spirituality. This is the time when the Christmas committee usually jokes among ourselves and we say, well, everything turned out wonderfully in spite of us. And that certainly is true, because as many of you were aware, on Christmas morning, yesterday morning, there was no prasad. And actually there was prasad, delicious cookies that were baked by the Western canteen. And they were all safely over in the Western canteen instead of being here in the hall where you could all enjoy them. So this afternoon, we hope to make up for that oversight and get those cookies out to you as part of the prasad. Now, it's also a time to give thanks to all of those who have made this Christmas gathering possible, this program. And I'd just like to share with you a little bit of what goes on. You know, I think the Christmas time is the only program that you see in Prashanti Nilayam where people from all over the world come together, and in 10 days they learn songs or they learn a drama and they present it here in the hall. It's very different when a chorus comes from Croatia or from Argentina or from UK and they've been practicing together and they come and they present here in the hall. But that isn't the case with Christmas. With Christmas, we get people coming from all over the world and they're seeing the words and starting to practice, and they learn in 10 days what you listened to on the 24th. And then what you watched yesterday in a drama and what you're also going to listen to this afternoon with a children's choir. And then also there's a lot of people that are sacrificing their time when they come here to do service. And we have wonderful sevadals, both ladies and men, who are working hard to make this program effective. We have people that are sacrificing to cook for us, including the Indonesians who come now and are serving in the Western canteen food, which is very delicious and very different from what we're used to. The activities then, which are going on, all these different activities, make up what we're experiencing here. But the one I think that is probably the biggest impact on all of us is what we see here in the decorations. Now, this starts even a year before. It doesn't start 10 days before. And the designs are drawn up, and then these ideas are put on paper and presented to the Prashanti Council Cultural Committee and also to the authorities here in the ashram. And then finally these ideas get put down not only on paper, but then they start making the different things that you're seeing here today, like this Milky Way that's going right down the middle, and the Australian Outback, which we're looking at on both sides of us in the hall. And all of these different things, where this year we had Australia working the whole year on this, and they've done just a gorgeous job. And I think we should thank all of these different people with a big applause. Now this year we're also going to do something a little bit different than we've done in prior years. On the tomorrow, 27th, we have had in the past, we've had some multi-faith masses in the double-decker building in the back. It's now called the Satsang building in front of the shopping center. But tomorrow we're going to have what we call a sadhana camp. And this is an opportunity for all of those people who have come here and been working so hard to experience another depth in their quest for realization. And we have four wonderful speakers for tomorrow. It starts at 10:30 in the morning, and I hope all of you can attend. This is not limited just to people that have been in the Christmas program. Anybody can come to the sadhana camp, and it starts at 10:30 in the morning upstairs in the lecture hall. I'd like to share with you an experience that was the experience of Ramakrishna and also Swami Vivekananda with Jesus Christ. We all know that Ramakrishna Paramahansa was able to realize God by following the different religious paths, and one of those paths in which he realized God was through Christianity. And what actually happened was, sometime around in 1874, at Dakshineswar, where he was, there was a fella who met with him in the garden every afternoon and started explaining the Bible to him in Bengali, which was the language they spoke. And then one time when Ramakrishna was in a devotee's house, he saw this picture of the Madonna with baby Jesus in her arms. And he looked at this picture, and he was so enthralled that he went into a state of ecstasy. And he stayed like that for 3 days. He just didn't even move. He was so absorbed and so taken up by this beautiful portrait. And then, when he finally came to his senses, as it were, a couple of days later, he was walking in the garden of the temple. And all of a sudden, he saw approaching him was this beautiful being with such a radiant countenance. And he recognized him as Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ came up and embraced Ramakrishna. And then, all of a sudden, Jesus disappeared in Ramakrishna's heart. And Ramakrishna, he just went into a state of samadhi, complete samadhi. What a beautiful story. And then, you know, after Ramakrishna died, several of the devotees, the monks that studied under him, they were taking a vow one winter night. And Swami Vivekananda was the one that was, he told them the story of Jesus' life. And then he told all of them that they should work for the emancipation of humanity when they became monks. And this, the vow that they were taking was to become monks and to work for the betterment of all humanity. And then they found out that this particular night that they took this vow, it happened to be Christmas. What a wonderful day to make a vow, and a vow to help spread the message of God for all mankind. So, what about us? Why don't we try that too? Why don't we all make a vow that we too are going to work for the emancipation of mankind, that we too are going to spread Swami's message? Let's make a prayer. Let's say, Dear Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Imagine when Jesus was saying this prayer and he was addressing it to God. And when he said, Our kingdom, or thy kingdom come and thy will be done. He's referring to God. And how many Christians are there all over the world that are repeating this same prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Starting to sound like something Swami has said, isn't it? That there will be a golden age. And when Jesus was saying this, do you think he was aware of that? That there would be a time when God's will would be done? It was said that in 2010, Swami had said that now the golden age has started. And one of the students asked, he said, Well, but Swami, we still see all these problems all over the world. How is it possible that this is the golden age now? And then Swami asked him, he said, if I go over and switch off the electricity on this fan, what's going to happen? And the student said, Well, Swami, the blades are going to keep going around for a while anyway until they stop. And Swami says, Well, that's the way it works too. Exactly. When we get into this golden age, which has started already, but the fans are still going around. So, therefore, what can we do to help that these fan blades stop and that the golden age is really, really with us? You know? We can all play a part of this, and we just follow Swami's teachings in this regard, and that's to have really good thoughts. Only think good things, and don't pay attention to all the rest that's going on. Even though we were taught, you know, that we have this body, and in the body is the mind, and here this body is living in the world. You know, that wasn't quite correct. It's the other way around. We're creating the world with our mind. And therefore, if we have positive thoughts, then we can live a life filled with love. So, I would like to end by praying to Swami for all of us. To permit us to have these good thoughts, dear Lord, always, so that we can create a world filled with love, make our world a world filled with love, and we will be in the golden age. It's just that simple. Om Sai Ram. And now we are all going to be graced and benefited by a wonderful choir from the children of different countries who've come together. There's 56 children, and they are prepared to sing their hearts out for Baba and for all of us and to make our afternoon wonderful. Om Sai Ram.
Beloved Lord, in gratitude for your eternal love, we, the International Children's Choir, representing 21 countries, offer a musical program at your divine lotus feet. You are an ocean of infinite compassion. You are the song, the sound, and the breath of every being. Please accept these songs prepared by us, your Psy children.
Shanti, shanti, shanti. ధర్మ ప్రియ జాయి మహేశ
Deva Sai Baba Mahadeva
Sarva Dharma Swarupa Sai
Life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
No reason for love.
Narayana, 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 Naray
samasarupa sukhino bhavantu samasarupa sukhino bhavantu samasarupa sukhino bhavantu.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.